Blog Talk Radio.
Ridden by
Rafael Bejarano, who else rides stakes winners in Southern California other than Russell Bays? And Big Book returned $9.40 to his supporters. Then we had the San Diego Handicap also on Saturday. This was a grade two event, and this was taken down by Catch a Flight for Richard Mandela, a well-timed ride here, which was worth $8.40. And then the two races on Sunday, we had the Bing Crosby, which was taken, of course, by Wild Dude in an upset over Masochistic. Kobe's Back, his same antics cost him. Josh, did you get a chance to see this race?
Yeah, I did.
Kobe's Back. I mean, this horse probably career, he's 3-for-12. He could very well have 6 or 7 wins if this horse learns how to leave the gate.
Yeah, I think that horse just closes so well. I remember the first time I watched that horse ever run, and I thought this, I mean, the horse is a freak, but just terrible in the gate. I mean, if the horse would break straight and, you know, close like a natural horse, it'd probably win.
Yeah, he's definitely very talented, but his antics are very frustrating. I can remember when Sadler had this horse. Sadler and Larry Benavides both were just shaking their heads at the way this horse would come out of the gate and he'd come rolling. And I think, I don't know. He continues to work well. He's definitely one of these horses that pays his way. But if he could learn to leave the gate, more positive down the road for him, I think. And then finally, the California Dreamin' Handicap. This race was won, of course, by We Winnin' in an upset. And congratulations to the connections of Brian Corner and Joe Talamo in taking down the Mile and a 16th Turf feature on Sunday. All right. A couple of horses to watch that have been added to our list. You need to visit the library section of the website, folks. And you will see that we've got several horses from the past week that encountered either bad trips, unlucky trips, celebrial rides, as we like to call. And take a look, because we do have a couple of horses that have been added to the horse to watch list. We also have a horse, Josh, that ran down here on Saturday, the 25th. I don't know if you got a chance to see this horse, Mix Miracle, the 9th race. Did you see that horse?
I can't remember the name. I might have seen it. Was it a 2-year-old?
This is a 2-year-old. I'm sorry. He's actually a 3-year-old colt that ran in the 9th race on Saturday. Very impressive. He is now a perfect. No, he's not. He's had 3 career starts, 2 wins, and a third. I thought maybe he was undefeated, but this horse really put it together on Saturday. And, of course, nobody hotter right now than Phil D'Amato down here. And if he continues to improve, come into his own, and mature, this horse is very special. So for you folks that are listening out there, you might want to circle or write down that name when he comes back. Look for him possibly to be in some sort of stakes race, maybe. I'm not sure. With the way he ran on Saturday. I can't imagine them wasting time and going through, because he won very impressively, drew off late, and earned a very good number for his efforts. So Mixed Miracle is a horse to watch. And let's also go real quick, check the standings, and then we're going to get to the meat of the show and start giving you guys some ways to make some cash today and hopefully over the weekend. All right, jockey trainer standings. Let's go to the jockey standings first. Flavien Prat, Joe Talamo lead the way with 10 wins apiece. And then we have three jocks tied with 8, Rafael Bejarano, Santiago Gonzalez, and Mario Gutierrez. And then rounding out is Tyler Bays with 7. All right, after his record-setting day, no surprise, Doug O'Neill sitting on top with 8 wins. Hollendorfer and Peter Miller each have 6. And then we have 3 trainers tied with 4, Mullins, D'Amato, and John Sadler round out the trainer standings. And that brings everybody up to date with what's going on at Del Mar. Also, one final note, keep in mind that there might be some inclement weather rolling through Del Mar today and tomorrow. And so you're going to want to keep checking the weather forecast, folks, if you're going to be heading down or hitting the simulcast or maybe betting on the internet today, because we're supposed to get some more wet and wild stuff down there. I doubt whether it's going to be as bad as what we experienced last weekend. But needless to say, the weatherman is warning us, so we need to take heed and keep an eye on things weather-wise at Del Mar. All right, Josh, I understand that you've got some info for us up north.
Yeah, I got a horse that Santa Rosa in the 6th race. But the horse's name is Arigato. It's hard to pronounce, but Arigato is trained by Jonathan. I don't have the form in front of me. This is actually one of my best bets in a long time. So I think it's A-R-I-G, like Gato, like cat.
Okay.
Anyways.
And what track are you running that?
Santa Rosa.
Okay. And that's in today's 6th
race.
Okay. All right, Arigato, Santa Rosa in the 6th race. And what have you heard about him?
I've heard a lot of good things that, the owner, Herbertson, bought him in a private sale. I'm not sure for how much or anything like that. But they dropped him pretty low. The first time they ran him back off the layoff, kind of scared people. I think they dropped him in for 8. Now they're running him for 12.5. So, and the horse won first time off of a year layoff. So, he got a really good buyer, which he got a 66 buyer. And Jonathan Wong is one of the best trainers you'll see. I mean, he's new, up and coming. He learned from Jerry Hollendorfer and John Martin, so he definitely knows what he's doing.
Yeah, two mentors that are certainly worth having as mentors. And we like to refer to horses, Josh, that coming back off of lengthy layoffs that are wearing wraps. The claiming game is a pretty sneaky, it's like a poker tournament.
Yeah.
But we like to refer to them as wearing casts. The big, thick polo wraps that they wear in the paddock. And then, of course, you have to put your claim in. And then, of course, the moment of truth is when they unwrap the polo wraps right before they hit the track. You have to have your claim in by then. And, well, if you see clean-legged animal, well, then, you know, maybe you made a good claim. If not, well, hey, you know, you're stuck with what could be a pet, a very expensive one down the road. So sounds like you got some pretty good info on him.
Yeah, he should run well. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Can't
all
guarantee
right.
anything,
well,
but I think he'll run real well.
All right. Yeah, we sometimes we can't divulge everything that we know because it wouldn't be fair to the people who give it to us. And sometimes, Josh, when we meet up and have a cocktail, I'm going to tell you very long time ago when I had some really good info on a horse. And actually, back then, you either had to go to the track or you had to go to Vegas. There was no off track. There was no internet gambling. And we drove to Vegas to bet this horse. And needless to say, things didn't go very well with his comeback race. But needless to say, when he came back in his second start, he went off at almost triple the price that he went off at and won by 11 and a half lengths at Los Alamitos, the Orange County Fair meeting down here. So we made out quite well eventually. So anyway, good luck to everybody who wishes to partake in Arigato, Santa Rosa, sixth race today. And do you like anybody at Del Mar?
I did not have the time to look at Del Mar, but if I were to give any advice, if it is raining, try to find a horse that's got speed or that's going to be, I mean, 3-4 lengths sitting up close to the lead, because they're not going to close if it's a hard track.
Yeah, I think, with the rain being in the forecast, I think everybody knows that they seal the track the night before, so the track tends to be very, very fast early on the card. So keep that in mind, folks. Speed will probably be dominant the first part of the card, and then as they dig it up, then of course times will slow down a little bit, and then we go back to the same situation for tomorrow. They'll be sealing the track tonight to protect it in case there's rain, you know, as there is in the forecast. And then we'll have the same situation tomorrow. So keep that in mind. And it's always a good, rule of thumb. When there's rain in the forecast, they usually seal the track, and the track is very fast. So that's a very good point that you brought out there. Also, folks, the turf course today, the dogs are up, or the rails, as we like to say. So if you're going to be partaking in any turf wagering, I believe the rails, they are up 30 feet today. And so if you've listened to the show in the past, you know that when they're up, the speed tends to hold and play a lot better than what it normally would. So, all right, we're going to take our first and only timeout, and when we return, we'll have some more updating and some more horse racing for you out at Del Mar. So this is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we return, we'll have some more backstretch chatter for you.
Well, now, me and John Talley had a big trap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot." I said, "Yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not." Something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, "Hello, boys." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot." He said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall." I said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
La 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 la.
All right, fans, we are back. Thank you for tuning in to Backstretch Chatter. My name is Eddie the Hat, and in the studio with us we have Josh Hanna, our correspondent for Northern California Horse Racing, and he has already given us a horse that he likes, and we're gonna go back down to where the turf meets the surf, and I'm going to give you a play here. I'm going to go on record and say this probably isn't the strongest release that we've ever given out. But, Josh, I think you would agree with me that one of the things that that us handicappers like to do is sometimes we tend to eliminate a horse that's had an awful lot of starts and hasn't broke his maiden. Do you have, like, a number when a horse reaches that number and he hasn't broke his maiden, that you just draw a line through him?
Really? Probably 15.
Okay. You're double what I usually go. If a horse goes 0 for 7, I usually kind of tend to eliminate him. I'm not saying that I do that all the time, but when a horse has had 7 starts, and they haven't hit the circle and earned their graduation papers, I kind of tend to say, okay, I've seen enough. But we're going to shy away from that rule here today. We're going to go to the 8th race, and here I'm going to give you number 5, Black Tie. Now, this is a horse that's 0 for 10. Lloyd Wickerbarn and Gonzalo Nicholas is going to be riding. This probably is one of the weakest 20K maiden claimers I've seen in a long time. And I say that with all due respect to everybody running all the connections. But, folks, I got to tell you, this is a pretty miserable lot here. If Black Tie does not break through today with the numbers that he has been earning lately, I think he's going to have to probably find a new career as a hunter jumper or maybe a show horse, because he gets a very easy spot today. Now, the flip side of the coin is he's going to offer no value. You get a horse that's 0 for 10, that's 8 to 5, 7 to 5 on the tote board. That's when you tend to take a look up there and you start to giggle a little bit and say, oh, my God. But when you look at who he's run against, Pip Happy along the rail here, this is a Sal Gonzalez horse going for new connections. This horse, if you look at his last race, ran awful. You have Next Book, Jack No, Stellar Act. Just a bunch of really slow horses. Now, if you're looking to play an exacta, Alex Solis will be riding. Eagle Rock might be the way to go as well, and maybe throw him in the exacta. He, too, has improving numbers. However, he lost to Oil His last start, we all know how well Oil ran yesterday. Okay, he ran second, but we certainly know Oil is nothing special. And the only other horse I would take a look at here would be the outside horse making his debut, Herbie's Thunder for Richard Baltos. Brian Pena will be in the irons. And this, of course, is a Kentucky bred from Harlan's Holiday. Now, this might be the sneaky horse. Watch the tote on this one. But, folks, black tie, no value. 0-for-10 maiden. But if he runs back to his race last time when he was a second at Los Al, repeats the number, he should gallop here in the eighth race. All right, Josh. We got about 4 minutes left in the show. Is there anything that that you'd like to talk about? Maybe handicapping angles that you use, or anything that you want to get off your chest this morning?
Yeah, last night I was sitting in the living room watching TVG, a documentary on Dwayne Lucas, and
okay.
what a class act. He's probably one of the best trainers of all time. If anybody gets a chance to, it might be on YouTube, documentary of Dwayne Lucas, and just really listen to what he has to say when he looks at a horse, you know,
right.
And looking at their neck and how they're walking, and you can really tell if the horse is sound and just all that type of stuff.
Dwayne is definitely, and of course, you know, his nickname, they call him a coach. He is definitely very, very knowledgeable. I don't know if you were around when he was training the good ones, Winning Colors and Serena's Song. The list goes on and on and on.
The Tabasco Cat,
absolutely. Some really, really nice runners. He was always favorable with fillies. He seemed to be better with the girls than he was with the colts. But you're absolutely right. There's not a more classier guy and knowledgeable guy than Dwayne.
And
I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, he, twilight of his career right now. I don't know if he's nearing retirement or not, but the guy can still train, no doubt about it, you know, at his age. So definitely a classy guy. So, anything else that's happened lately, or how are you doing at the track personally right now?
You know, I've taken a break a little bit recently. I mean, I've been following it, but just working a lot, working as much as I can and playing football, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Sometimes we need to take a step back. That's a good point. And I also want to remind everybody that if things aren't going well for you and you've hit a bad spell, doesn't mean that you just have to throw everything in the air and say, okay, I'm done with it, I've had it. Just take a little bit of a break. Recharge your battery a little bit and cut your wagers back a little bit so that you don't go broke. You don't lose your precious bankroll, and things will bounce back for you, and there's no doubt about it. Good thing about horse racing, guys, gals, if you can have a bad week, you can have a bad 2 weeks, but you can also have a good 1 or 2 days that is going to bring you right back into the black. So don't lose hope. All right, Josh, we have ended our half-hour segment, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you again.
And, of course, you'll be with us every week. And, folks, we'll be back same time, same place next time, next week, as we roll into August. And until then, may all your wagers be winning ones. And we hope to bump into you in the cashier's line. Good luck. Talk to you next week.